Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, today is National Coffee Day, so to celebrate, go ahead, have another cup of Joe. The thing is, I'm the only person in this room that drinks coffee in the morning.
Yep. It's true, and that's unusual in radio.
Yeah, well, joining us,
all coffee drinkers.
Joining us live to celebrate Coffee Day is David Clark, the owner of Buongiorno Coffee House in Grapevine. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's the most popular way to drink regular coffee, black or with cream?
Well, you know, it's all a matter of taste. You know, with coffee, people ask me, how do you make it a decent cup of coffee? Well, a lot of it boils down to how you like it. Do you like it strong? Do you like it weak? Do you like it with cream? And, you know, it's really personal preference. I always drink it black if I'm drinking straight coffee, and espresso the same. Don't even put sugar in.
Look at you.
but it also depends on how good the coffee is. I think a lot of times people buy poor quality coffee and they have to put cream and sugar in it to make it taste okay.
Mm-hmm.
As the owner of a coffee house, are you a coffee snob?
Yeah, I have to say I probably am. You know, because the thing is, good coffee is what you need to drink if you're going to enjoy it. And so you can call me a snob if you like, but I mean, why would you want to drink coffee that tastes terrible?
So you don't have a Keurig in your house?
I do not have a Keurig in my house, no.
Yeah, so what is the best way to brew the perfect cup?
Were you offended by Mike's question there?
Not at all. No, actually, I'll be honest. I did buy a Keurig. As a coffee house owner, I like to understand what all my customers are doing with the coffee they're buying from me. And so a few years ago, I bought one and actually experimented with it. So when my customers come to me and say, hey, how do I make my coffee with a Keurig? You know, I could say, why do you make your coffee with a Keurig? But I actually wanted to know how I could answer that question and help them. You know, they spent some money on a machine, so, you know, and they want to buy my coffee. So I'm going to research and help them to make the coffee the best they can with a substandard machine. Oh, sorry.
So as a coffee snob, which way do you think is the best way to brew? Because you can do, you know, a French press, you can do drip, you can do Keurig, you can do many different ways. What's your favorite way?
Well, I prefer for a straight cup of coffee, French press. And I'll tell you why. Because recently a lot of people have been making pour overs, which I also enjoy. And I have all these things at home. You know, I experiment all the time, as you might imagine, as a coffee house owner. But I like a French press because it doesn't involve any paper coming in between the coffee and the brewing of the coffee, because paper basically sucks some of the oils from coffee. I don't know if you know this, but coffee actually only has about 0.5% of the ingredients that go into your cup coming out of those beans. Once you ground them, the extraction of the coffee with hot water only takes about 0.5% of the coffee essence into your cup. So and that's a kind of an oil that comes out of those beans. And so I prefer a French press because the paper tends to suck some of those oils out and mute some of the flavor. So we've been serving French presses right from the beginning, and it's also a European thing. It's very popular in Europe. They call it a cafetière in France, and you have this metal mesh which allows the extraction process to take place without actually taking anything out of the coffee itself.
David, how do you feel about pumpkin spice?
Well, we have a very popular pumpkin spice homemade recipe that we do every year, and it's absolutely popular with our customers. And you know, it's pumpkin spice season, so we like to, you know, contribute to that. Now, personally, I don't drink it myself because I really prefer my coffee straight. But we do have a lot of people who love that kind of thing.
David, thank you so much. We appreciate it. It's International Coffee Day. That was David Clark, the owner of Buongiorno Coffee House in Grapevine.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.